Originally, I am from Lee County, Mariana. At the time, the poorest county in the state. You know, I left home and went to college, University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. When I finished college, I started my own business, Stephen Solutions, where I help people with disabilities find resources for the state. And through all those things, I've been involved in politics, you know, from working on all the statewide campaigns here in the state, you know, from B.B., Pryor, Ross, and Blanche, you know, all those guys, to Obama campaign. And that kind of put me where I am today.
And what about your background and sort of your experiences that you had? What do you feel make you qualified to represent District 36?
You know, coming from Eastern Arkansas, you know, I saw a lot of issues when it came to our seniors, our veterans, people with disabilities, and working families. And so when I got here in Little Rock, I saw the same stuff. So I started to, you know, get out and do a little different things, whatever I could, you know, personally, and try to help. And another thing separates me, I think I'm the only candidate that has political experience, that have knocked on doors, that have organized, know the issues, you know what's going on in the community. You know, it's kind of hard to choose a state rep in 40 days. You know, I've been on the ground going on 500.
What do you think are some of the greatest strengths and also some of the greatest weaknesses of District 36?
The district is so well diverse. Man, I mean, you got from the most wealthiest to the poorest, some of the strengths, but some of the weaknesses is that we have so many people when it comes to our seniors that's still suffering. People with disabilities who are being pushed out of mainstream society. You know, veterans, we still have homelessness.
What are some of your ideas to sort of bolster those strengths that you see, but also to, you know, address the weaknesses?
First of all, you know, the district is huge. You have Riceville doing their thing. You have downtown doing their thing. You have Southwest doing their thing. And my idea is to bring them all together and not work on issues separately, but together as a district. And the changes, and those things don't require legislation, don't require changing bills or drafting laws or anything like that. It just requires building the community up.
So for some things that might eventually, you know, require legislation or for you to, you know, take political action on, how would you go about that in both coming from a district that's not really kind of seen as the center of political power, mm-hmm. but also in a predominantly Republican legislature?
You always got to have allies. You got to have people that line up with you. So, you know, lining up with people that comes from kind of like the area that I'm serving, and they understand the same issues that the people in my district are dealing with. You know, because coming in as a freshman, you know, your first 2 years is pretty much learning the ropes. But I can go in looking at bills that's already out there and make those bills better.
Is there anything about the legislature specifically that you would like to change?
Just common sense politics. And that's something that I wish that both sides, you know, would kind of just come together on and get some things done where our seniors won't have to suffer. You know, where the middle class will get a break, you know, where we can really work on some issues that affect the people of the state.
Would you say you have a signature issue or issue that needs more attention from lawmakers?
I think our criminal justice system and education, those are two, you know, and then healthcare. Those three things will always be an issue. And I don't think they'll never get fixed. It's just something that we just have to continue to fight to make sure whatever we're fighting for, it's going to benefit the people the most.